Hello, everyone. Welcome to You Are Loved in Christ, an apologetic spiritual formation platform for promoting Christianity for one common goal, the gospel of Jesus Christ. Today's topic, praying the will of God. Prayer should be moral and morale. Speaker, Ioana L. Canders. There is hope today, hope in life, hope in business journeys, hope in our relationships with one another. Our hope is found in God. We reach out to Him in our prayer life. The effective prayer of our lives should condone agreement of God's word for our lives and the lives of others. James 5th chapter 16 verse states, "Confess your faults one to another, that ye may be healed." The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Effective prayer should be moral and morale to prevail of much in the will of God. Praying the will of God for our lives is pleasing to the Lord God and assures we are rooted and planted on solid ground for spiritual growth. Moral means to be concerned with principles of right and wrong behavior. All throughout Scripture, God proclaims through His prophets lessons and message meanings of the virtuous good and plans for His righteous. These are the Scriptures we are to pray for God's will for the lives of others in our lives. Scripture also says we are to be joyful in doing the will of God in our lives. We are also to have morale, the confidence, enthusiasm, and discipline as a person and as a group. We are to agree with what God agrees with and disagree with what God disagrees with, according to Scripture, for this is the true holiness of God and will of God for our lives. 1 John 5th chapter 3rd verse states, "For this is the love of God, that we keep His commandments, and His commandments are not burdensome. If we love God, we will obey Him." Pray according to God's will. Pray Scripture. There are moments where there is the pretense to pray from emotions or the flesh, which can lead to selfish prayers of request, plus hinder a believer's life or prayer life. Spiritual growth without prayer from Scripture or God's leading, spiritual chains within our lives are not broken, yet continue to grow stronger manifestations. Unaligned prayers out of the will of God are temporary supplications to the Lord for answers to our prayers. Prayers spoken out of the will of God, according to Scripture context, leads to offer no answers or silence to prayer from the Lord. James 4 chapter 3rd verse states, "When you ask, you do not receive, because you ask with wrong motives, that you may spend what you get on your pleasures." Praying according to God's will assures God is pleased with our supplications and requests. It also assures we are willing to obey God accordingly. All things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to His purpose. Romans 8 chapter 28 verse. If we love God, we will obey Him. We will then experience in our lives proper administration of how to apply the Word of God by praying God's will through practice of prayer in our lives. We will then be able to approach the throne of God to administer or implement consistent, constant prayer in hope and faith, not in anxiousness. If you love God, you will obey Him. We will experience in our lives proper administration of how to apply the Word of God by practicing praying the will of God. We will then be able to approach the throne of God to administer consistent and constant prayer in hope and faith, not in anxiousness. Philippians 4 chapter 6 verse through 7 verse states, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God." And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Jesus Christ. Life surrounds the believer with many victories, circumstances, joyful, meaningful experiences, oppositions, and pleasures of life. Yet constant prayer must resound in all areas of our lives. Romans 12, chapter 12, verse states, "Rejoice in hope, be patient in tribulation, be constant in prayer." The believer must be in agreement with God pertaining to all matters and subjects of life prayed upon. Amos 3, chapter 3, verse states, "Can two walk together except they be agreed?" If the believer is unsure and cannot trace the hand of God, they must trace the heart of God through God-ordained scripture. Agree with God. Pray according to His will. Assure great honor to God in your prayer life, of your trust in Him, that you believe and trust Him, that you believe His written word and spoken plans for your life, that you have faith God is able to move on your behalf, that His word has the final say. Be concerned with principles of right and wrong, behaviors of applications of prayer. Walk in the morale of confidence, enthusiasm, and discipline as a person and group in prayer. You are loved in Christ.